Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Astala with a word in edgewise. Today is the 24th of June, the 176th day of 2024, with 190 days remaining on our way to 2025. We're a week away from being exactly halfway through 2024. Today we have the first stanza of Thomas McGrath's poem, Celebration, for June 24th. Before you, I was living on an island, and all around the seas of that lonely coast cast up their imitation jewels, cast their fables and enigmas, questioning, sly. I never solved them, or ever even heard, being perfect in innocence, unconscious of self, such ignorance of history was all my wealth, a geographer sleeping in the shadow of virgins. But though my maps were made of private countries, I was a foreigner in all of them after you had come. For when you spoke, it was with a human tongue, and never understood by my landlocked gentry. Then did the sun shake down a million bells, and birds bloom on bough in wildest song. Augmenting our backyard garden this past week is the Container Crew, composed of large terracotta pots, several gallons capacity of ProMix each, in which Oriental Express eggplant, early jalapeno chili peppers, and super sweet 100 cherry tomatoes have taken up residence. Soon I'll be grinding up dried cayenne peppers from last year to sprinkle over the topsoil of the potted plants to dissuade the local squirrel, chipmunk, and woodchuck population from burrowing there. Meanwhile, in the garden proper, a loosely used term, the wild abandon of the purple asters is competing with that of the burgeoning evening primrose, butterfly weed, stellodoro lilies, blue irises, and tiger lilies, with lemon balm, lemon thyme, and oregano filling in here and there. This week we'll need to harvest Canadian rhubarb for jam. Heavenward, this past weekend afforded us June's full moon, known variously as the strawberry moon, the berries ripen moon, the blooming moon, the green corn moon, the hoer moon, the birth moon, the egg-laying moon, the hatching moon, the honeymoon, and the mead moon. Keeping company with that now waning gibbous moon is the bright red star Antares, the heart of the scorpion in the constellation Scorpius. Diagonally above to the right is the zodiacal constellation Libra, the scales, with its two brightest stars, Zubanes Chamali and Zumanel Ganubi. And this week, every evening including, we'll have the latest sunsets of the year at 8:25 p.m. Today in 843, the Vikings in 67 ships sailed up the River Loire and destroyed the Frankish-held city of Nantes. Today in 1322, Jews had been expelled from France for the third time. Today in 1441, Eton College was founded in England by King Henry VI. Today in 1497, John Cabot purportedly became the first European to set foot in North America since the Vikings of the early 11th century. We need also remember the Basque whalers and fishermen in Newfoundland during the late 14th and early 15th centuries. Today in 1509 in Westminster Abbey, Henry VIII was crowned King of England. Today in 1610, Micmac chief Membertou and 20 members of his family became the first people of the First Nations to be baptized by Christian missionaries at Port Royal, New France. Today in 1812, Napoleon's army of 500,000 began their invasion of Russia. Today in 1821, South American patriots under Simón Bolívar defeated Spanish royalists on the plains near Caracas, Venezuela. Today in 1853, U.S. President Franklin Pierce signed the Gadsden Purchase, acquiring for $10 million a former portion of northern Mexico that is now Arizona and New Mexico. Today in 1884, John Lynch became the first black elected chairman of the Republican Convention. Today in 1901, at age 19, Pablo Picasso opened his first exhibition in Paris. Today in 1916, Mary Pickford became the first female film star to receive a $1 million contract. Today in 1947, Jackie Robinson stole home plate for the first time in what would become 19 times during his career. Today in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned 1973's Roe v. Wade, ending the constitutional right to an abortion. Today in 1895, in Manassas, Colorado, Mary Celia and Hiram Dempsey welcomed their son William Harrison Dempsey into the world. Mary was of Jewish ancestry and Hiram of Irish, Scots, and Cherokee heritage. Young Harry preferred sports to books, and biographer Ed Morrow tells us after finishing eighth grade, young Dempsey worked as a fruit picker, a lumberjack, and a miner, frequenting pool halls, too. Continuing to admire the sporting life, Harry was determined to become a boxer and began to work out, soak his hands and face in brine to toughen them, and chew wads of gum to strengthen his jaw, all efforts that would prove effective. At age 19, Harry fought and won his first fight, having scheduled it under the name of Jack. And within a year, young Jack was dispatching opponents with unrelenting regularity, attracting a professional manager who lined up first-string adversaries Jack would knock down so quickly that he was nicknamed the Manassas Mauler. One of these fights was finished in just 18 seconds. In 1919, Jack took on Jess Willard, the world heavyweight champion, who outweighed Jack by 70 pounds and was 6 inches taller than Jack, who had to stand on his toes to reach Willard. But Jack beat Willard nonetheless to become champ. Jack held on to the title until 1926, when he was defeated by Gene Tunney. During the seventh round of their 1927 rematch, Dempsey knocked down Tunney, but Dempsey failed to return to his corner, and the count couldn't start until he did so. This produced the famed long count that allowed Tunney to recover and not being counted out. After three more rounds, Tunney won the decision, and Dempsey took to the defeat with good grace and remained a celebrity. Jack Dempsey's boxing advice was simple. Keep your guard up, your chin down, and your seat off the canvas. Today is also the birthday in 1542 of the Spanish Carmelite mystic, saint, priest, and poet St. John of the Cross. In 1813 of American clergyman and orator Henry Ward Beecher. In 1842 of American writer Ambrose Bierce. In 1916 of American poet, translator, and literary critic John Ciardi. In 1932 of Canadian co-founder of Greenpeace David McTaggart. In 1933 of American folk singer-songwriter Rosalie Sorrells. In 1934 of American soul singer Carl Hall. In 1944 of British rock woodwind player Chris Wood, and of English rock guitarist Jeff Beck. In 1946, of U.S. former Secretary of Labor Robert Reich. In 1947, of British rock drummer Mick Fleetwood, of English celebrity chef Clarissa Dixon Wright, of Dutch singer and actress Marianne Delagorge, of British progressive rock bassist Mike D'Albuquerque, and of American actor Peter Weller. In 1948, of Swiss progressive rock keyboardist Patrick Moraz. In 1949, of British rock bassist John Ilsey. In 1950, of Jamaican rocker Ducky Simpson and of American actress Nancy Allen. In 1956, of British actor Joe Penny. And in 1957, of British reggae rock vocalist Astro. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise. Here's to the first full week of summer and the 26th week of 2024. Happy solstice!